So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So welcome to the show, not done one of these for a while, so we thought we should actually do one. We're going to talk about marketing, we're going to talk about email marketing. Obviously it's one of the things that we provide for our clients, and we're pretty good at it too. And obviously we do our own emails. We started doing our own emails back even before emails were a thing. I mean, goodness me, when I was in college back in the 90s, goodness me. Unfortunately, however, people use email for everything these days, even though we have some better ways of communicating, especially as teams and groups and so on. But from a marketing point of view, email still has a place in your marketing mix. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because some people kind of write it off a little bit and they kind of talk about not using email, just going pure social media, pure ads. They talk about pure video content and that's it. And actually, whilst all of that has got a place still inside of what we do when we market, email marketing also has a place. And I've got three reasons why you should be email marketing. That's what we're going to cover in today's session. So reason number one is it's part of your marketing mix. So there's this idea that if you just do one thing and you do that one thing well, everything will be great and everything turns out really well. But what if your customer isn't on that one thing? What if you put all of your marketing spend into TikTok videos, doing those little dances, and your customers aren't on TikTok? The person that's ready to buy right now, they are ready to buy, but you're not where they are. And so they're not part of your marketing mix. And a marketing mix means that you put your content out across all of the platforms on Facebook, Instagram. And bear in mind, some of these are more inclined for video. Some of these are more inclined for engagement. Some of these are more inclined for business, like LinkedIn. Some of these are more inclined for abusing people, like Twitter. Totally anonymous abuse, who the heck you like. Nobody cares other than the person being abused. But for some reason, it's accepted. I have no idea why that is a thing. I'm all for giving people passports to get onto social media. Nobody should be allowed to call somebody a naughty name without there being some sort of consequences. But anyway, you've got Twitter, you've got LinkedIn, but also away from all of that social media. I mean, going back, 15 years ago, we didn't have social media. How did you contact your customers 15 years ago? It was a little bit more old school. And remember, 15 years ago is what, 2007? It's not even that old school. I mean, proper old school stuff is leaflet campaigns, direct mail campaigns, actually writing letters, leafleting, going door knocking. I had a conversation with somebody last week and we're talking about, remember the old vacuum cleaners? I would have to go door knocking and they'd vacuum a little bit of your front room, wouldn't they? And leave a really clean bit and everything else would be dirty. Remember, they'd have to buy because your carpet looked so clean on that one little bit. But that's really old school. But kind of middle old school is going back to email. And, I'm of a certain age now, 50, where, I read emails. I still read emails and I subscribe to people's emails. And I also unsubscribe as well. And we have, when we send an email out, we get people unsubscribing too. But that's okay. If they're unsubscribing, it means that they're not for you or that message or for whatever it was. And so you need a little bit more conscious effort about your emails that you're going to send out so that you're not just going to get a lot of unsubscribed and that people actually do reply. Like one of my very first emails when you joined my my main mailing list, and we've got like 2 years worth of emails that go out every 11 days, okay? Not every email every 11 days, but we have one email that goes out every 11 days or so for about 2 years. And one of the very first emails is, can you hit reply just to make sure I know that you're receiving this email? And the reason why we do that is to stop the initial email going into their spam filter, effectively. Because if they hit reply, it means it's not spam. It means that they've engaged with it. And getting engagement straight off the bat is really important. But the next reason then is reach customers wherever they happen to be. And this is what we're kind of alluding to before. They might not be on TikTok. They might not be on Instagram. They might not even be on Facebook or on LinkedIn or on Twitter. They might not do any social media whatsoever. And I'm definitely trying to cut down on the amount of social media that I do, which means I'm not getting advertisements hitting my eyeballs as much because I'm not on Facebook. So how do those advertisers get in touch with me? Well, the whole point here is that you should be emailing them. And if again, it forms part of that marketing mix. These two are inextricably connected. It's part of your marketing mix, and it's about reaching your customers wherever they are. And in marketing speak, we say fish where the fish are. Well, where are your customers? Where's the fish? Where are your customers hanging out? Which pond? It might not be the TikTok pond, might not be the Instagram pond. It might be a little bit more old school, and they might be on emails. We just sent an email out for a client last week, by the way, and we got, I think it was a 48 or maybe a 42%, I forget, a 48 or 42% open rate on emails. Now, this is their list. We're not responsible for their list. They've created this list, a very responsive email list. We just happened to write the email and invite them to some networking events and that kind of thing, but we've got a great response, loads of click-throughs, loads of opens. Wonderful. On my email list, we're talking 22-23%, which is still pretty good, you know, in 2022. Open rates for emails are lower, okay? But if someone sees an email and they know it's from you, there's a good chance that they're going to open it. As long as you're not spamming them with irrelevant stuff, there's a little thing going on right now in Facebook groups. I don't know if you've noticed, where they use the at everyone. And everybody who's in that group gets a message, and we just use it to spam people. It's like every time someone does that, I unsubscribe from that group and leave the group. And so if you're going to spam people, that's really not going to work for you. But getting them wherever they happen to be. First thing on the morning, when they're brushing their teeth, do you think people are checking emails? When they're reading breakfast, when they're sat on the pot, like, do you think people are reading emails? I certainly think people are reading emails. We're sat on the tube, we're getting through the emails. People do read them. And, you know, one of the things we're testing right now ourselves is long form copy. And we're writing a lot of long form copy on social media, and we get much better engagement from that. Whereas things like videos, we don't get as much engagement, but depending on what the video is, we actually get a lot more action rather than just engagement, if that makes sense. But again, this is down to having a marketing mix. Not everybody wants to watch a video. I don't consume videos on my mobile phone. I consume videos sat here on my dual screen setup, and I'm on YouTube, and I make a purposeful effort to consume other people's content because I want to see what's working for them and see how they do it and see the little hints and tips and that kind of thing. But again, not everybody's watching videos. Some people just prefer to open an email on their mobile device while they're sat in a taxi or sat at the pub waiting for me or whatever. I don't know what people are doing. And it's not down to me to know what people are doing. It's just down to me to be able to be where people are. Fish where the fish are. And then finally on email stuff, I mean, you know, people say, oh, email's dead. It's 2022. Everyone's on social media. And you're right, everyone is on social media, but they're not reading your message. They're not reading it because less than 7% of everything you put out on social media is being seen by your audience. You've got 5,000 friends on Facebook, which is the limit, which is a bit odd because it's been that limit for ages, hasn't it? At least 5 or 6 years. But you post out on Facebook, like these videos, not everybody in my network is seeing these videos. We've got 14,000 connections on LinkedIn, 13,000 on Twitter, and 3,000 or so on Facebook, plus a couple of thousand on the groups and on the page. Like, that's 30, 40,000 people. I haven't got 30, 40,000 people sat watching this video right now. Like, less than 1% of those people will probably be aware that I even did the video. And, you know, 10% of them might actually watch it, probably less than that. So you've got to find a way of being in all places at all times. If, you know, and by the way, this is about being omnipresent, about being in all these places at all these times. That's what reach customers where they happen to be. That's what that's about, because we've got to get there in front of them, in front of their eyeballs, wherever their eyeballs. Well, they're watching Instagram, they're checking emails, they're watching videos on YouTube. They're on Netflix, but now they're checking the phones because, like, that's what we do these days. You've got to be where they happen to be. But then the other thing that's really important here, and I think I would say this is actually the most important reason, is that I can see when somebody opens up an email, I can see who's opened it up and what they've actually clicked on. So, for example, and I'm not going to show you this, by the way, because this is our secret sauce. But Active Campaign, which is what we use, depending which level you're at. So, for example, I can see that this person here had a click through a day ago. So if I click on their contact name, I can see that they've opened an email and they've clicked on something in that email, right? So what that then enables them to enables me to do is go to them. Let's say it's a website email. I can go through and go, Bob, I made up that name. Bob, I noticed you clicked on the website design. Is that something you were looking for? And they go, oh my gosh, that's really freaky. How did you know? It's not rocket science, Bob. My email software, it tells me. Now imagine you got that system in place where every time you send an email out to your 1,000 people on your mailing list, or 10,000 or 20,000, and you have 55 people who click through, and you can then follow up with an email, Bob, John, Kathy, I noticed you've opened up that email. Is that so? Are you looking for a website right now? What's the business? Tell me more about it. Sounds really interesting, right? Like now you've got an opportunity to go out and actually follow up on people who've expressed an interest, them clicking on the link inside your email. They're not doing it. They're not clicking a link because they don't like you. They're clicking a link because it's something that they might be interested in. So being able to see who's opened up your emails and being able to take action based on the efforts that they've actually done is really, really vital. This is one of the reasons why email marketing in 2022 is part of our marketing mix. And you know what? Until emails are getting 0.01% open rates, we will continue with our email opening, our email campaigns, because we know that that's what's working. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. Nice quick one there. We'll catch up with you on the next one, whenever that may be. Hope you have a wicked day. Speak soon.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.